أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the malaika, the angels of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they are not ever faced with the issue of pride and arrogance, and they are never sluggish in their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you find them all the time that they are engaged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, night and day they are engaged in the glorification of Allah, worshipping Allah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they never slacken in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted the ideology and the belief of certain people and certain communities that there is one, then there is more than one God that exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of this absurd notion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted it as well. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ. Ayah number 25 of Surah Anbiya. Allah says, we have not sent, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent any messenger before you, except that we have revealed to him. What have we revealed to? Every other Nabi that came before you, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That indeed there is no ilah but Allah. There is no one who is worthy of worship but Allah. There is no deity, there is no God, there is no Lord but Allah. إِلَّا أَنَا, except I, فَعْبُدُونَ. So you all should worship me, and you should dedicate your every act of worship to me alone. وَقَالُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes another belief that they held in Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah. So one of the beliefs that they had, and that some communities have up to this day, that there's more than one God that exists. The second belief that they had was that they would claim that the angels are the daughters of Allah. They would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has daughters, and these angels, they are in fact the children, and they are the daughters of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ. They have claimed and they have said that Ar-Rahman has taken a child. اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. This is the claim that they make. Subhanahu, pure is he. بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. They are only servants who have been honored by Allah. عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. They are ibad, they are servants of Allah. Whether they are Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or whether they are the close angels that enjoy proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are all slaves and servants of Allah. Yes, they are mukramun, they are honored. They are honored, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. What set them apart, what made them different from other human beings, was the fact that they had received wahi. So through that wahi and through the nubuwah, they became honorable slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يسبقونه بالقول. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again speaks about certain attributes and characteristics of the angels. Yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their ibadah and how they continuously and perpetually are engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never for a single moment do they become oblivious and neglectful and unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never do they leave his worship. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of their respect, the awe with which they serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, Allah says, لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. These very angels whom the people claim, or certain people claim, that they are the daughters of Allah, Allah says, لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. They never precede him. They never precede him in speech. They never speak before Allah. They never will speak and utter any statement or say anything before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utters. Under the commentary of this ayah, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that from here we learn the etiquette when you are in the presence of adults and elders. When you are a minor and you are seated amongst elders, when you are seated among senior people in the community or in the family, then do not speak before they have spoken. If there's a matter that needs to be addressed, or that's a question that needs to be answered, or there's anything that needs to be said, you remain silent until the elders have spoken. This is the demand of etiquette and respect. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this as well. There were two brothers who came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was younger than the other, and as soon as they came, they had a matter, and they had an issue to discuss with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the younger brother spoke before the older brother. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Kabbir, kabbir, let the big one speak. Let your older brother speak, and then you may speak, and then you may contribute towards the discussion." لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ Allah says, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never precede him in speech. Never will they utter anything before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says anything. وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ And they carry out every commandment of Allah. They are under, fully under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ Allah knows what is in front of them, وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ Allah knows what is behind them. Allah knows their past, Allah knows their future. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ They do not even have the permission to intercede for anyone. إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى Except for the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Except the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. We know on the day of Qiyamah, that even the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give them permission to intercede on behalf of certain personalities and certain human beings. But there also, they will only be able to do so with the permission of Allah. That's why Allah says, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ They will not be able to intercede, إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى Except for the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And they are apprehensive, they are fearful in the awe of Allah. Their hearts are filled with awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that awe that they have for Allah azza wa jal is what creates within them this level of respect, honor, and reverence that they have for Allah azza wa jal. So one of the ways for us to create within us a level of awe, a level of humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to develop within ourselves the respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop within ourselves the azmah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have that greatness within our heart, it will naturally force us to exercise reverence of Allah and to show a great deal of respect towards Allah and the symbols of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.